Let me put it straight. Quit being so careful about protecting your own backside. Stop worrying about what others will think. You don't answer to them. You answer to Him. He will help. He will give you wisdom and courage. You may be only one, but you are one, so risk. Second, only when we move from the safe harbor of theory to the risky world of reality do we actually make a difference. It was back in the early 1970s that Cynthia and I first opened our home to an unwed mother. We had four children of our own already, and one still in diapers, and our little home was just a little bit over 1,000 square feet. So why add to the challenge? The desire for privacy and an ultra-busy schedule could easily have kept us safely removed from the world of reality, and nobody would have said a word. After all, I was a pastor with a growing flock who had needs too. But we decided we needed to make a difference, and we did. And later we did it again, and yet again. When it comes time to vote, we vote. We don't think about how nice it would be to vote. We don't tell others how they should vote. We vote. We vote our conscience. We go to the trouble. Men and women have died that we might have the privilege. When an issue arises and we vote against it, we say by voting, "I stand against that." You are a thinking citizen, an individual who knows Christ. Okay, then do something about it. Say something about it. Stand alone. It's the deed that connects us to reality. It's the deed that moves us from the safe harbor of theory. It's not just the thought, it's the deed. One man writes, "Grant us the will to fashion as we feel. Grant us the strength to labor as we know. Grant us the purpose, ribbed and edged with steel, to strike the blow. Knowledge we ask not, knowledge thou hast lent. But Lord, the will, there lies the bitter need. Give us to build above the deep intent, the deed, the deed." We evangelicals are great on evangelical theory, great on theological theory, great on moral theory. But we are not rewarded for our theories. It's the deed. The deed. We're rewarded for the deed. Does one person make a difference? Let me ask you, did Christ? God so loved the world that He did something. He didn't select a committee. He didn't theorize how great it would be for someone to come to our rescue. He didn't simply grieve over our waywardness and wring His hands in sorrow. He did something, and in turn, the Son of God said to God the Father, "I will go." He did something about it, and that's why we can be saved. We don't believe in a theory. We believe in the person of Christ, who died and rose again, that we might live and make a difference. The question is not simply, "What do you think of Christ?" The question is, "What have you done about what you think?" The issue is not so much, "How do you feel about the message of the gospel?" The issue is, "What have you done about the gospel?" What a model is Esther, a woman with courage to match her convictions. But that was then, this is now. Her issues related to the Jews in ancient Persia. Ours are many, related to the end of the 20th century and the dawn of the 21st. But the need is the same. People like you and me who are willing and ready to think, say, and do what is right, regardless. Are you? God of grace and God of glory, on thy people pour thy power. Crown thine ancient church's story, bring her bud to glorious flower. Set our feet on lofty places, gird our lives that they may be armored with all Christ-like graces in the fight to set men free. Grant us wisdom, grant us courage, that we fail not man nor thee, that we fail not man nor thee.